Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Well, how is everyone today? Well, it's Tuesday. It's November 14th, and it's one day to my birthday, so I'm kind of excited, I guess, in some ways. Even though getting older, it's like, you have these landmark years in your life, and that's okay. So I probably won't be here tomorrow because I'm going to be doing stuff. I figured I'd set the day aside, and it is my birthday. Maybe I'll go to breakfast. Maybe I'll go to lunch. Maybe I'll go to a movie. Whatever seems to inspire me in the morning, I'm going to do. So it's all about our thoughts, isn't it? So that's what the show is about, is our thoughts. And we're going to talk about that today. And manifesting, well, prosperity, money, whatever it is you want, and that's what we'll get into. So if you have questions about prosperity and manifesting and the law of attraction and all that and how it applies to you, what's going on in your life, how do you manifest, please call in. I'll let my spirit guides talk to you, and I'm going to let them talk to you a little bit about this whole topic about your thoughts and manifesting and all of that. Big subject, but I have a great article on that, so you have to bear with me. It is called Thought Power. Your thoughts create your reality. And Tanya Kados, I guess as you pronounce it, and the blog is Mind Your Reality. I thought that's kind of a cute play on words, right? So we're going to get into that. I have an Abraham quote. I got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. So I thought it was really kind of a cool thing. And it's a nice page. Nicely laid out blog, website sort of thing. Okay. So then we'll do that. I have an article on gratitude. I have an article on 5 steps for manifesting wealth and abundance. And I think I'll do the one on the thought patterns first, because and that kind of leads into it, and then we'll get into that. We'll let my spirit guides talk to you. We'll take any calls. We will take any calls. Being we, my spirit group, Sarah group. And that's what I put in the heading, the Sarah group. So if you want to talk to the Sarah group, give me a call. And I'm going to channel more of the readings or whatever information you want. Kind of thought I'd do more of that versus just kind of listening. I go away and let them talk to you. I think that's more fun. It's more fun for me because they just, they're more interesting than I am, really, in some ways. Okay, but we'll do that. I know some people kind of wonder what channeling is, and maybe someday I'll explain it more in detail. I don't know, but that's not today's show. Today's show is about manifesting prosperity from dead people. That's, you want to call in and ask one of your ancestors about manifesting prosperity, or the Sarah group. So those are the messages for you if you want to call in and you want to get a message from either of them on what's going on and how to manifest on a, in a personal level versus the overall thing. If that makes sense. I think it does. I don't know. So tomorrow's going to be interesting. Tomorrow will be fun for me. Let me do this for you. Let me read the Abraham quote for the day. The Abraham material, the law of attraction, remember The Secret and all that sort of fun stuff. And a lot of the movie The Secret and the book and all that stuff was based on the Abraham material. And then they brought a lot of other teachers in who have very similar thought patterns. So let me give you the quote. You are extensions of non-physical entity. Oh, this is from workshop in Silver Spring, Maryland on April 19th, 1997. That's 20 years ago, isn't it? Wow. Time goes by quickly when you're having fun, doesn't it? I have to tell you a story about Abraham and my connection to Abraham and how it all started at some point, because it's really kind of fascinating. Okay. You are extensions of non-physical entity. Taking thought beyond which it has been before and through contrast. You will come to conclusions or decision. Now, when they talk about contrast, and the word contrast here means in this context, seeing things that you don't want, so that you can move to things that you don't want. You observe things in your life and you go, nah, I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't like that. So it's moving from that to what you do want. It's changing your thoughts, which we'll get into in a moment. And once you align with your desire, the energy that creates worlds will flow through you. I like that. Once you align with your desire, so you've looked at the things around you, you've bumped around a little bit, you've looked around and you see things you don't want, you've had that relationship that didn't work, and you know, you've had that job that didn't work, and you know, you're looking at your financial situation to go, not too happy about this one. You know, so now you've seen the contrast. Now you've seen the things that you don't want in life. So now you align yourself with your desire. So you move on the vibrational scale to what feels good. Now, what would feel good in that particular situation? What kind of relationship would feel good to you? See, it's about what feels good, raising your vibration to a feel-good place. What kind of financial situation would feel good to you? Or what kind of job would feel good today? My spirit guides are going, you're taking our thunder. I can hear it now. Okay, so let me finish thing. We'll let them talk to you. Then we'll get into some articles or take your calls or whatever is going on today. The energy that creates worlds will flow through you, which means enthusiasm and passion and triumph. This is your destiny. You know, we're not here to suffer particularly. We allow it. It comes about. We suffer by default, as spirit would say. Okay, we suffer by default because we don't focus our thoughts in a different direction. Okay, so it's time for the Sarah group to speak to you about whatever they want to speak to you about. Where did I put my glasses? I have no idea. Oh, I know where they are. I'm looking for my glasses on my face and they're not here. And I'm going, where did I put them? Okay, we're having fun. So I'm going to go away, let them talk to you about whatever they want to talk to you about on this basic subject. And then we'll get back to some articles and take your calls and see if you have any questions on manifesting in your particular situation. Many on your planet have been obsessed on this whole idea of manifesting. This whole idea of creating what they want in their life. And they've gone through or go through all kinds of rituals and incantations and procedures and just, you know, things that they do on an everyday basis and just to manifest. You know, you do vision boards, you meet in groups, you discuss it, you talk about it all the time, you chat with people online about what you want to manifest, you read books, you watch videos, you do all kinds of things to manifest what you want. Is there anything wrong with that? Well, the only thing we would say that's kind of that where you need to kind of focus a little bit more on is just letting it go. Think about it for a while. Okay, I want this. I would like a new job. I can see it. I can feel it. I know what it looks like. And I'm just going to give it to Source. I'm going to give it to Source to bring it to me. I'm going to turn it over to the greater power, the higher self, Source energy. And I'm going to go about my day. I'm going to go have some fun. So we're trying to break this thing down into a very simple process because you've made it so complex in all the little rituals that you do and all the incantations and all the procedures and all the process that you've done in trying to manifest whatever it is in your life. And we want you to think in terms of just feel good, have some fun, enjoy life, know what it looks like. Know what you want. Have a good idea what that is. And then turn it over. You don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. You just have to listen and pay attention. I know George went into this whole discussion and he talked about this and he said that, well, you have to take action. And, you know, he reads these books about taking action. But how do you know what action to take unless you're guided to what action to take? It's how do we put this? Source energy. If source wants you to do something, to move you to a direction that will bring you to what you want, it's not going to be subtle. It's not going to be quietly in your ear. You know, it's going to be yelled at you. In some way, it's going to be yelled at you. And it's going to be repeated over and over till you get it. You just have to pay attention. If you want something, if you want to manifest something, and you've turned it over and you go out and you have some fun and you enjoy life and you help other people and you show kindness to others and you do little things to help other people and yourself and you practice forgiveness and you practice appreciation and gratitude, if you do those things, which is normal, which are average normal things to do, these are not out of the ordinary things for people to do. Helping other people is who you are. Showing appreciation and gratitude for things in your life is a normal process. It's not something, it's not earth-shattering that you would show appreciation or gratitude for the things in your life. It's not earth-shattering that you would assist other people and help other people. You're not selfish. People are not selfish. No, you're not selfish. You love to assist other people. You get a great deal of satisfaction from assisting other people and doing kind acts towards other people. Sometimes you get busy in your own world. I mean, you go to a job, what you're doing is you're assisting other people. Aren't you at some level? It's your job is to assist other people in some other aspect of the employment or the people in the community. You know, if you've even worked in retail, right? You're behind a counter. People come in to buy something. Aren't you assisting them? Aren't you helping them? Aren't you showing, if you show certain amount of warmth and kindness to those people, if you don't get kind of caught up in the frustrations of the day, you're assisting other people. You do it every day. You have children, you assist them. You have spouses, you assist them. So assisting other people is just the natural part of being human. You're all connected, and you realize that at some level. So we're trying not to make this complicated. And don't make it complicated. In your natural process of doing something, you see somebody struggling, walking down the street, carrying something. Don't you, your first intention is to assist that person in some way? 99% or 95%, we should say, or a large percentage of you people will assist others. Not unless you're so preoccupied and your mind is in the clouds somewhere, but the normal tendency is to assist other people. Okay? As long as you're functioning at a fairly good vibrational place, even if you're in a low vibrational place, you will assist other people. So that's normal. Just continue to do those things. You love to have fun. You love to laugh. That's your natural way of being. Having fun, you love to play. Now, people have told you that you shouldn't play and you shouldn't have fun and you shouldn't enjoy life. Nope. Forget all those people. Forget all those people that say you shouldn't play. You shouldn't enjoy life. You shouldn't have fun. You should be having fun every day. Everything you do should be fun. It should be joy. It should feel good. Whatever you're doing should feel good. So if you're in that state of feeling good, however you're doing it, expressing it to other people, helping other people, doing things that you love to do, get into a hobby, get into assisting other people, just, you know, and just enjoying life, you're in the process of manifesting, but you get tripped up on the how part. So that's just not over. Just get involved in your life, get involved in enjoying your life, having some fun, doing things for other people, being forgiveness is important, but we're not going to talk about that. So we want to break down this thing about manifesting, a very simple process. So you do that. You ask for something. Okay, I want a new job. And you don't know how. How am I going to get a new job? And so you go about your day and you do things for other people and you go out and have fun and you enjoy life. And as much as you possibly can, we know that people, unemployed people, can have a difficult time vibrationally. But then you say to the universe, to source, okay, I want this. I want a job. I know what it feels like. I know what I love to do. This is what I love to do. This is what I want to do. I want to use my gifts and talents. I want a job that uses my gifts and talents and why I came here, and it's part of my life purpose. You know, it's an aspect of my life purpose. And then let it go. Let it go. Source will not whisper. Source will yell at you. You'll see it. it'll be a big banner. It'll be something that's huge that will show you this is the way to go. You don't have to listen, oh, carefully. Well, maybe it's this. The answer is hidden deep in this book, where the answer is, well, if I go through all these websites, maybe I'll find the answer. Or maybe if I, you know, it's a secret. It's a deep secret, and I got to dig really deep to find that secret of how to do it. No, Source is not going to do that to you. It's going to be open. It's going to be in your face. Right there. Bam. Done. You'll know what to do. We will yell at you in some way. You'll get it. You'll hear it over and over and over again till you finally decide to do it. But you got to ask first. You got to ask. You got to get your vibration up by having fun, enjoying life, playing, feeling good, finding things that feel good, finding things that turn your mind away from your problems. Let go of the problems. When you're focusing on problems, you're not in solution mode. Solution mode, to define that, because George has had a problem with that one too. When you have a problem, you're not in solution mode. When you're focusing on the problem, you're not in solution mode. But when you're focusing on things that feel good, things that bring lightness to your heart, and just really enjoy it. You're out in nature and you smell it, and it just feels so good to be out there. Or you're with your partner and you're having fun and you're playing with your partner. You're feeling good. Then you're in solution mode. Solution mode is simply turning it over to Source. Here's my problem. Now I'm going to go feel good. Some way, somehow, I'm going to feel good. I'm going to find a way. However that is, I'm going to the beach, I'm going to put my feet in the water, I'm going to feel the air, feel the ocean, I'm going to listen to children play and laugh, I'm going to play in the sand, I'm going to build sandcastles. Feel good. Listen to some great music. I feel good. Then Source will yell at you the solution. The problem-solving solution, the how part will come in big banners, giant, huge waves of knowledge to do what you do. It's not subtle. We want to really make that point. When you're being presented solution to your problems, it's not a subtle little whisper that's so quiet you can barely hear it and you mistake it. Well, I don't know if is that it. That is that my solution? I don't know. I can't quite understand it. No, it's yelling at you. This is your solution. Do it. And if you don't do it, we'll yell at you again. And we'll yell at you again till you get it. So let's make this simple. Go have some fun. Enjoy life. Forgive. Help other people. Enjoy your life. Do things that you love to do. Share with other people. Turn it over. Turn your problems over. Get out of problem mode. Get into solution mode. So you understand what solution mode is now. You got it? You really have it. Solution mode is, okay, Source, God, whatever you call it. We call it Source. Source, here's my problem. I need your help. I don't know how. Okay, now I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to go enjoy my life. I'm just going to do things that feel good. I'm going to help other people. I'm going to play. I'm just going to do things I love to do. I'm going to watch that movie that I've watched 20,000 times, but it makes me laugh every time I watch it. I'm going to go play that game. I'm going to go play basketball because I love to shoot baskets. It feels good to shoot baskets, especially if I can make a shot from 25 feet out. It feels so good. Okay. Do what feels good to you. I'm going to go play my musical instruments. I'm going to go play the guitar for hours and hours because it feels good to create music, right? That feels good, right? Do it. Then don't think about your problems. Think about what feels good. Go play however you see it. And then we'll yell at you the answer. You'll get it. It will be obvious. It's not a whisper. It's a yell. Remember that. The universe will yell at you. Source will yell at you over and over again till you get it. Till you get the concept. Oh, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do to get what I want. This is what I'm supposed to do. We'll leave you with that because we want you to understand the key thing we want you to understand. If once you get into solution mode, and we understand solution mode now, that Source will yell at you. It'll be obvious what to do. It won't be a mystery. You won't have to kind of untangle it and try to figure it out and, oh, I have to read all these books and maybe I get it now. No, we'll yell at you. You'll get it. So enjoy it. Go have some fun. Right now, stop listening to the show. George is going, you can't tell him that. Yes, we say, just go have some fun. Go find things that feel good to you. Just feel good. Just feel really, really good. Feel joyful. Your heart's exploding with love and joy, and you just love what you're doing. You're in solution mode. Go try it. It'll work. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Whoa, that was pretty intense. I love that. I love that, what they just said. I get that. They'll yell at you. The universe is going to yell at you. It's not a whisper. It's not subtle. It's not a mystery that you have to untangle. Well, what am I supposed to do? Well, I don't know. I love that. That's just so cool. I'm glad they clarified that. And they also clarify what it means to be in solution mode. If you don't get it, you need to get it. Okay, I have a caller. And then we'll get back to the articles about manifesting. It's all about manifesting today. Manifesting what you want. I think I gave you the answer. I think Spirit just gave you the answer if you want something. Just listen to their advice. Really simple. Just listen to them. Okay, 256 number, and then we'll get back to the articles, and we'll talk about, well, we talk about thought power, and it's kind of related to what they were talking about, kind of, sort of, maybe, a little bit. And then we'll talk a little bit about five steps. They're kind of related to what they're talking about, but the key thing is they're saying get in solution mode. Get out of problem mode. Okay. 256. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi. And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Keisha.
Keisha, what's going on today?
Oh, no. I got called in about love. Do you see anybody new come into my life?
Okay, so, well, I just channeled my spirit guide.
Partly.
And what they said to you basically to everybody is, you want somebody in your life? Turn it over.
Yeah.
Give it to God. If you God is your appropriate term, say, okay, I don't know how that's going to come into my life. I'm giving it to you, and now I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to go play. And they'll yell at you. The universe will yell at you. They'll drop somebody in front of you constantly. You know, the law of attraction really is about, there's no one person. There is no, absolutely, out of 7 billion people on this planet, there's not one person. There's a whole bunch of them that will work for you. A whole bunch. I bet you there's like 40 people in your community that would work for you. I don't know why I heard 40, but I heard 40. So just turn it over and they'll yell at you. They'll tell you what to do. So of course you'll meet somebody. Why wouldn't you? Aren't you a good person?
It depends on who you ask.
Are you a good person?
I guess.
You don't think you're a good person?
Yes.
If you're not a good person, like then you'll attract another bad person. So if you want a bad person, be a bad person.
Well,
right?
I might be a bad person then.
No, you're going to attract me. Like attracts like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the answer really is, and I don't want to get into when it's going to happen or how, especially how, because the universe is going to show you how. God's going to show you how. You just have to turn it over. That's the message today. It's turning it over. Get out of the way of it. Have some fun. Enjoy life. Go do something that you really, really love to do. And boom, done. Okay? Done.
Yeah.
Done deal.
That's
soon.
Good.
You'll fall in love. Why not? Right?
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes it is a timing thing. Because sometimes it takes an alignment to bring the person into your life that would work for you. Because you probably have met the ones that didn't work, right?
Exactly, yes.
So have a clear picture of what you want. Can you visualize the kind of person, not physically, but the qualities? Can you write down the qualities of a person you want? And then put that out there and then let it go. It's like you write it on a piece of paper, give it to God, and then burn the paper because you don't want to think about it anymore because that's what you want. You don't have to think about it all the time. It's like, and I know I'm sounding a little preachy, but this is really fun stuff because people get obsessed on this and they have to go, well, God's not listening. So I got to tell God about 12,000 times the same thing over and over again. It's like telling your mother 10, 20 times you need something. And they go, after about the 19th time, she's going, I know what you need by now, right?
Right.
So the same thing. God listens. You just have to get out of the way of it then. Stop asking.
Right.
Because funny thing people do is they ask once and then they change the parameters every time they ask.
Yeah.
Right? So just figure out what you want first. Figure out what you really want, what's really valuable to do based on what you don't like. And then then the opposite of that is what you do like. And you'll get it. Boom, done. Soon.
Gotcha.
But I always say burn the piece of paper or hide it or something. Don't go over it every day. Because, the universe heard you the first time. Unless you decide, I don't want that, I better change that, and then put it out there again. And they're going, what does she really want? What does she really want? Okay? Have fun. You'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll get it. Absolutely. 100%. Guarantee you're going to call me in a month and say I met somebody. You're going to call me by Christmas and say I met somebody. Now, don't laugh.
Hopefully
you don't believe me. You don't believe me. See, there's that little doubt thing that popped up, right? Didn't doubt just pop up? So let go of the doubt. You don't trust God?
I trust him. Yeah.
Okay, then let it go and just believe. Not that I'm, trying to channel God for you or anything, but, why not? In a month is a good time frame. You'll meet somebody in a month, and within a month. So believe it.
Okay.
Put it on your calendar. Well, today's the 14th. Just by December 14th, you're going to meet somebody.
All right.
Okay?
I'll
believe
hold you to that, too. I'm going to call in on the 14th.
Yeah, December 14th. I want to hear that. Yeah, I really met a really nice man. I met a couple of them. Maybe I had met a whole bunch of them, and now I get to choose which one I like the best. Wouldn't that be more fun?
Right.
Okay, I get choices.
That
would
be more
there's
fun.
There's like six of them.
Yeah.
Six of them are after me all at once, and I got to make a choice. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be beautiful.
A little confusing. Okay, be well, my friend. Okay, bye now.
All right, you too. All right.
Bye. Yeah, the how part. People get hung up. When really has a lot to do with you. And I gave her a month that she'll meet somebody. As long as she does the process that source or my spirit guide said that she needs to do. It's like, okay, write down what you want. Figure out what you want in a person, the qualities. Appearances are okay. I have my own little thing about appearance, but that's just me, a little bugaboo. But the universe is not going to say, well, you can't have somebody that's 6'2", or 5'10 to 6'2". Nope, sorry, we're going to give you somebody 5'3". It's like, no, wait a minute, time out. That's not what I want. Because you do have preferences. Absolutely have preferences. I know we're talking about money, but the relationships are, I have preferences. It's like even a job, preferences. Well, I want to work inside. I don't want to work outside. I want to work in, or some people say, I'd hate to work in an office. I don't want to work in an office. Please don't bring me an office job. No. Well, don't do it that way. Say, I really want to work outside. I love to be in the fresh air. Even when it's raining, I don't care. I want to work outside. I love to use my hands. I love to do things outside. I love to, boom, done. What feels good as in a job? Well, I've been doing this for a while, and I'd like to just kind of continue to do the same kind of job in a different environment. I want to work with a bunch of happy people. That's a good one, right? I want to work with a bunch of happy people. That are people that are, not everybody's going to be happy every day and all that, like 8 hours a day, everybody's smiling and grinning and, but that would be cool. But there are places like that. Actually, there are places where people can work and everybody seems to be in a fairly good mood most of the time. 80-20, 20%, 10%, grumpy, but 80% of the time they're in a good mood. You can deal with that. Okay, let's get back to the article. Let's get back to your thought power. And then anybody else wants to call and hear something from spirit guides or your ancestors on manifesting what you want, right? And then we'll talk about the five steps. This is a big article. Let me just skip through this a little bit. And I mentioned the article, and I also pasted it. Well, you could say I'm pasting it. I pasted it on, posted it on Facebook. Okay, let me just read some of the article and then we'll kind of jump into this other one. Okay, your thought power is limitless. There is a single intelligent consciousness that pervades the entire universe. I call that source, and I love the word source. I don't like to use the word God because, for reasons I don't want to discuss right now. Okay. Not knowing the truth, there is a thought power that is creating those very circumstances, whether wanted or unwanted, by internalizing the applying this truth that your thoughts create your reality. You will grant yourself the power to create the changes you want to see manifest in your life. Reality creation is an inside job. It's your thoughts, right? It's like what Spirit was saying. If you're happy, you're going to create a happy environment. If you're having fun, you're going to have more fun. Okay? If you enjoy your life, you're going to enjoy your life without guilt. You know, without guilt. I'm having too much fun. I feel guilty for having too much fun, right? No, wait a minute. Time out. If you're having too much fun, you want more of it, right? Okay, so your thoughts are alive. The greatest mystics and teachers that have walked the earth have told us that everything is energy. This is how this is now been undeniably confirmed by modern science. Your thoughts are to our energy. William Walker Atkinson told us that where mind is static energy, thought is dynamic energy. Two phases, the same thing. And Charles Hanel went on to say that thought power is the vibrational force formed by converting static mind into dynamic mind. I like that. Static mind into dynamic mind. Your thoughts are alive. Each time you entertain a specific thought, you admit a very specific corresponding frequency or energy vibration. That's an important thing. So you got to get into, as Source would tell me in my writing, that if you can get into that dynamic vibrational connection with Source, boom, done. And then you do that by feeling good. The solution mode is feeling good. You want to connect with Source or God. You want to create what you want. Feel good. Get your vibration up. Do things that feel really, really good. You're there. Boom. Okay. What frequencies are you on? The basic premise of the law of attraction is like that. Energy attracts like energy. You attract to yourself those things and circumstances that are in vibrational harmony with your dominant frequency, which in itself determined by your dominant mental attitude, habitual thoughts and beliefs. Mike Dooley, who I'm reading one of his books, and it's a really cool book right now. It's a new one. One of the presenters of the movie The Secret fittingly suggests if you want to know what a thought looks like, just look around you. Keep in mind these three words: thoughts are things. That's kind of a cool thought. Think about your environment. Think about the environment that you live in. And those you've created those through your thoughts. Some people do it by default. They let their thoughts go all over the place, and they create all these things in your lives that you're going, why did I create that? Well, that's where your thoughts went. I have a caller. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about manifesting. So if you have questions on manifesting, and you want Spirit to give you some comments about some little bit on how. We're not going to trip up on when, because when really has a lot to do with you, right? When is in your ballpark. The universe does have something to say about that, but a lot of it has to do about you getting into solution mode. If you've been listening, Spirit talked about solution mode a lot. Hello.
Hi, George. This is Gwen. How are you?
Gwen? I am fine. How is Gwen?
Gwen is well.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if you listened to the first part of the show when I channeled my Spirit group, but they talked about being in solution mode. Could you say you're in solution mode right now?
Oh, that's interesting. I am in solution mode because I need a solution.
Okay, well, you know, here's what they defined as solution mode. It's very simple. Yeah. They try to break this down to the simplest possible denominators to manifest whatever you want in your life, okay?
Okay.
They said
yes.
Solution mode is forget about your problem. Don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it over. Give it to the universe. Give it to God. Say, okay, I'm done giving it to you. I know exactly what I want. I got a good idea what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to go have some fun. Now I'm going to have fun. Solution mode is enjoying life, having fun, doing the things that you love to do, helping other people. They said one of the ways of being in solution mode is helping other people, doing things for other people.
That's true.
Because that feels good.
That's true.
If it feels good, if it's feeling good, then you're in solution mode. And the other point they made, and I guess you didn't hear this, but it's cool. They said the universe or God is not going to whisper the how part to you. It's not going to be a whisper. They're going to yell at you over and over again till you get it. So once you're in solution mode, the answer will be clear, clear as a bell. You'll get it. Somehow, some way, and they're going to yell at you till you actually get it.
That's true.
And then you got to do something, right? You go, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to that party.
That's very, very true.
So what's going on? What's on your mind today? I mean, I'm gone off on you a little bit. But
No, not at all, because it all makes sense and kind of ties into what I want to ask Spirit, which I kind of know the answer to.
Okay. What's the question and what answer do you already know?
well, I think I know. That's the ego. I am in – it's like I can't even say the words, because it's somehow it's not true. Somehow it's not true. Well, I need to move within 90 days.
Okay.
Because the house I'm living in, they want people out. They're going to demolish it. They're going to and rebuild. In Georgia, there's a part of me that is not concerned. There's a part of me that's very quiet.
Okay.
And not afraid.
Okay, but let's go to this point. Let's use what we talked about a few minutes ago, a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
Do you have an idea where you want to go? Yeah. Do you have a vision of what it looks like?
Yes.
Okay, so you kind of have – do you have kind of like the general neighborhood that you want to live in or the community or something, right?
Yes.
Do you go there from time to time and look around?
The thing about that is that where I wanted to go is they were renovating these houses, these apartments, and I would walk by that and be like, wow, you know. I would love to get into one of these apartments. And I did. Every time I walked by there, I just always had that feeling. But what happened was that things happened where I end up meeting the builder who's actually building these little rooms. And I met him by chance once. And we were talking. We had a great conversation.
Wait a minute. But,
I met
him
again.
Let's forget the word by chance and say that you were directed to him.
I was directed to him, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And by chance, he is the one that's actually buying the house that I'm living in now, which I had no idea that they're going to be tearing down and they want the people out.
So
I
what's
had
the
no
problem?
Idea that it was...
What's the problem then?
Well, the problem is that he actually said to me that he was going to help me get into one of those apartments that I was looking at.
Okay.
And again, I don't. There's a part of me that's very calm.
Okay, so I'm still not getting a problem. I'm still not getting a problem. I'm getting solution. You're in solution.
Okay.
All that sounds like solution.
He was supposed to have contacted me and have me come down and look at one of the rooms, and I haven't heard anything from him.
Okay, so now you're in doubt mode because you wonder if he's ever going to do it, right?
I don't want to go there. I don't even want to entertain
so
this.
Just believe it's going to happen. You got to believe it's going to happen.
Okay.
Just go about your life. Have some fun. Enjoy life. You put it out there to the universe. You've already been led so far down the road, right? So you have to trust that, I'm being led to that place where I want to be. I'll give you a crazy story, and we have a couple minutes.
Sure.
I live in Pasadena, California. Long time ago. 20 years ago, because I've been in the same place for 9 years, right? Almost 9 years. 20 years ago, I had a roommate, and we decided we're going to live. And we looked at an apartment in Pasadena because I really liked the area. And we didn't get it. We chose some place that was closer to where she wanted to live because of her family, and which was about 15 miles away. But I still loved the neighborhood. So 9 years ago, my daughter wanted to move in with share a place with me, right? But I still loved the neighborhood. We rented a place that's about two blocks down, a block and a half down the street from the place I looked at before. It comes back around. So the universe knows what you want. They'll bring it back to you. So just trust, okay? That's what I'm going to – big thing for you is just to trust that it will unfold.
Trust, that's true.
Because the universe knows what you
that's
want,
true.
And you'll get it.
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%. You got to believe 100%.
That's really true.
Not even 99.
I do believe that.
Not even 99.
I do believe that. I do believe that, because the interesting thing was is that I would walk by this building, and I would have this feeling like, wow, it'd be great if I can get in there.
You got it.
Dear,
you got it. Just relax. Go have some fun. Okay.
Okay. And one other thing, George. One thing that's interesting is that there's a part of me knows this and very calm. Very calm.
Yeah, the ego gets in the way, doesn't it? But just
exactly,
push it out. Push it out of the way. So go away. I don't want to talk to you right now. Go away. I don't want to talk to you right now. Okay. I got to go. I got another caller, but you'll get it. Absolutely.
Thank
100%.
You.
Guaranteed.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
I'm ready.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have another caller, and we're having fun because this is all about manifesting and letting things happen in your life and letting the universe bring it to you. That's perfect. She's been led down the road. She's been given the signs. She's been led to answers, solutions. Okay, so I only have a couple minutes. So I better make this quick. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to? And I'm sorry, you only have about 2 minutes. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Julia. I'm calling from Florida, and I'd like to ask about new love coming into my life. I'm trying to make
absolutely.
It quick for you.
100%. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now, you've asked for it. You know what you want, right? You got a good vision of what you want, right? You turned it over to God and say, okay, God, this is what I want. I got a pretty good picture of what I want because all the other ones have been losers, and I want this, right? Not necessarily the picture.
Yeah,
you have an idea what you want in a person, right? A relationship.
Yeah, I know what I want in the person, yes.
Okay, good. Now it's just about a timing thing for the universe to bring it to you. It will happen. Boom, done. It's all timing. Just be patient. It's going to happen soon. You know that.
Awesome.
You've been waiting for a while, right?
Yeah.
You just have to get out of the way by stop doubting that it can happen. That's the key. Don't doubt. Just know it. Just know that you can trust the universe or God or whatever expression you use. You can trust, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's going to happen. Boom. It's just an alignment thing. It's just the right person or right people have to show up because you'll get choices. It's always about choices. The pick of the litter. You'll get the good one in the litter, right?
Well, I hope so.
don't hope. You just know. Just know. Don't do hope. Do know. I just know it's going to happen. I know next time is going to be just somebody that I really connect well with, and that's what you've been asking for. Right?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Believe it. Accept it.
Yay.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm almost out of time.
Okay,
but yes,
thank you.
It will happen. Yes, you have to believe 100%. I'm going to give you this, and you can think I'm crazy for telling you this. By Christmas, which is less than 2 months from now. Wow, time's moving by, right? Within the next month,
really?
Or roughly the next month, you'll meet a nice, perfectly person that you will find very fascinating. Okay?
Awesome.
Go
okay,
for it.
Well, thank you so
believe
much.
It.
That was quick, and it was great. Thank you.
Okay, bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, so this is a little commercial time. I do a little commercial time here because these are meant to be very brief. But if you want more information from my spirit guides, and I like to channel for you folks because I'd rather have them talk to you directly than the way I've been doing it for the last 20 minutes or so, contact me through my website, email address is probably the best, or my phone number. The price is on the episode information if you're interested. And I'd love to let them talk to you about whatever issues you're going on to help you to get into solution mode and out of problem mode. So we're all about get into solution mode and out of problem mode. So if you haven't listened to the whole show, go back to the part maybe 20 minutes into the show where my spirit guides are I'm channeling for that you about that subject, because the message they gave was really great about getting out of problem mode and into solution mode. And I don't have time to go back over that. Tomorrow's my birthday. I won't be here, but I probably won't be here for the next 2 days. So I'll be back on Friday. So hold your questions to then. I love you guys. Have a beautiful day. Tomorrow I'm going to have some fun. So be well, my friends. Be well. Thank you for listening. Bye.